Mambo Vipi, what's happening? My name is Anyiko Owoko and I am a lover of arts, culture and everything African. And here, we grant you front row access to your favorite celebrities, creators, the biggest personalities and industry experts. Come with me, you're now a VIP. Welcome back to VIP Access. This is the illest music and culture podcast from Kenya and Africa. And here is home to all the best African stars. We are always talking about dope music, dope tours, dope creations. And I'm so excited because I'm going back to Rwanda. The last time I had an artist from Rwanda on this podcast, I think was 2021. That was Bruce Melody. Amazing. You guys know his songs and it's so beautiful and amazing to go back to Rwanda and meet an artist who you need to know. I want to say this because this artist is one to watch. She's about to blow all over the continent, all over the world. I've been watching her from 2020 when she came out and she's been dropping dope EPs, dope singles. She's just too dope. You know, looking at her, sitting here next to her, I already feel the aura of celebrity, the aura of greatness. So it's such a pleasure for me to invite none other than Ariel Ways on VIP Access.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
What's
much.
What's up, girl?
It's good. It's good. It's good. I'm blessed.
Oh,
good,
my God. That good. Voice, even your talking voice is a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I thought you were going to say my voice is raspy.
You know, raspy is sexy. Very sexy.
I'm flattered.
Only you know. You're like, this is not how it's supposed to be.
I get it every time. My voice and the way I sing.
Yeah.
Two different things.
But this is a bit raspier than usual because last night you had a club appearance. You're actually working.
Yeah. I was performing. Mm-hmm. First time here in Kenya and it's been amazing. That's my voice.
I think for those who are listening, I'm always trying to paint a picture to who is at VIP Access and why they're on my podcast. So I've been watching you for some time. I've been listening to your music. I'm in awe of your greatness. And when I discovered you at first, you know, I already saw, you know, you had a lot of fans, you know, you had a lot of your videos doing very well on YouTube, getting millions of followers. So it was quite something for me to see a young artist at the time when you came out in the industry. How old were you? Were you 20?
Yeah, I was 20.
Yeah, so. It was so amazing to see a 20-year-old, you know, doing her thing, you know, putting out dope videos.
Yeah.
They're getting good reception. And then you also started collaborating, you know, with a lot of artists in Rwanda, renowned producers in Rwanda. And you even crossed over to East Africa instead of working with Umoja Sound. Ariel Ways brought us a lot of hit records, including Venus with Umoja Sounds, Happy,
Feel It.
Oh my God, your songs. Then Shayo. And in Shayo, you're giving me such a great, like, Afro-pop song that is, like, kind of made for the entire continent to dance.
Yes. Shayo has a funny story.
Uh-huh.
You might listen to it and think maybe it's about Shayo and sipping on alcohol because that's the chorus. It's more of that. But it has a story. It's about dilemma that I'm going through, questioning who to choose in my two lovers. Like I fell in love with two people. And one was okay with it and another one was not. So that's the whole story of the song. Yeah.
Who did you choose at the end?
I didn't choose. I let them go. I was like, why am I suffering? I just let them go. And
it's good you spoke about what Shayo is about because I feel like you actually sing a lot about love.
Yeah, I'm a lover girl.
You know, there's actually an EP, Love and Lust.
Love and Lust. That was my first EP.
And that cover, is that Ariel and... like, kind of naked?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah,
How did your parents take that?
It wasn't good. You know, African parents.
You're like, I'm not even going to lie
and be like, it was good. It was a challenge at first. It was a challenge. But I feel like as an artist, we are human beings that are very complicated. And it's hard sometimes to get us. So it took time for them to understand and cope with me. And be with me, not throw stones at me like how it was in my country. It was a very big challenge, actually. I faced crazy times there. But I'm good. I'm good. We're here.
I mean, take me back to that moment when you wanted to, release and produce your first EP. What makes you think like, I want to, name it this. I want to be on the cover naked. I want to be unapologetic. I want to be bold. It's such a, I think, a bold stance for such a young artist, individual getting into the industry, because I think for most people, no matter what industry you're in, people always think like, I don't want any kind of bad publicity in the beginning. I think people say, oh yeah, when you're big, you can do anything. Like now Beyonce can do whatever she wants to do. She'll have like a boring song, if at all, but she would never have that. But then anyway, it'll be a hit song. But then how you came into the industry was, quite unexpected for such a artist who's just starting. Why did you even take that route?
It wasn't polite, right?
No.
I came
It
so
wasn't polite, but I loved it. I was like sitting here, like, look at this chick.
So the thing is, the whole idea of the EP, Love and Lust, it came from my love stories, real love stories. We're talking about love, we're talking about lust. These are serious things. These are things that are normal, you know? I felt like it was something that was left out. That's why I was like, I want to face this. I know it's gonna make maybe some people think stuff about me, but that's my truth. And deep down, that's your truth too, because we're human beings. We feel love, feel lust. So why not talk about it as an artist? That's also how I came up with the cover, because I was being body shamed before. So I saw that as a sign of strength and freedom, embracing
Of
myself.
course, of
So
course.
yeah, that's why I did it like that.
And that's, kind of gave you some of and a lot of your power back, right?
Big time. I feel like I lost people. I might have lost maybe fans, but also I got more fans, which I count as a win. To me, what's important is me putting out my expressions, me telling you how I see the world, how I see love. I have different perspectives and stuff. So yeah.
I would actually be curious to know, where do you get this kind of vast experience in matters love, and even lust at such a young age? Because sometimes you meet some people and you feel like they have kind of an older soul, and you're one of those people. Because even when you sing, like the soulfulness, comes out. I would never think in the beginning that you were that young. So when I saw your videos, I'm like, she looks 18. Have you been told you kind of have an old soul?
Think you like the second person to tell me that. My mom always tells me that.
Yeah,
Like,
definitely.
yo, you are 18. What are you doing? I didn't grow up like the way I should. Like, I feel like I got responsibilities on an early age, which I really love, and I'm really grateful that I had to go through that.
What kind of responsibilities?
Talking about myself, talking about my family, talking about my siblings, the
Basically,
lifestyle.
growing up, you were just equipped to be responsible, or to be a young and responsible individual, for lack of a better word. So where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in the west part of Rwanda, and I studied there for 5 years. That's when I moved to Kigali. Like all the people want to get money. Like Kigali is the center of everything is going around there. So yeah, I went to study music in 2016. Stayed there for 3 years.
Where did you study music?
Nyundo Music School. It's the only music school we have in Rwanda.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Was
And
it good?
it was very good, amazing, beautiful experience. Actually, I really didn't see myself studying anything else. There's a thing there, when you're done with O level, you go to A level. That's when you get to decide, maybe I'm gonna do physics, math, stuff like that. But the school was new, and I feel like it was like the second year when I finished my O level. So when I saw it, I was like, God, there's a reason why the music school is here now. There's a reason why I'm going there.
Because I'm
And
not gonna go anywhere
yes,
else.
I got lucky. I can't count the times I prayed. I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I really feel lucky to be not be wasting my time
Of
on
course.
stuff that I don't know, that I
Of
don't like,
course. I love
you know?
that. I love that for you, and especially at this young age. I'm definitely way older than you are. And sometimes I look back when I was younger and I wish I had this conviction. I wish I never wasted my time on certain people or certain things that weren't bringing me any value. So for you to have this kind of resolve and just know how of how you want to run your own life, I think is a gift, actually.
Yeah,
It's a gift.
very, very, it's a
You're
very big
gifted.
gift.
So the relationship with singing, you must have started singing at a very young age.
Big time. I started singing when I was like 3. I remember my mom always tell me the story how our national anthem is really, really long. I think it may be like 8 minutes. Eight? I'm not sure.
But long.
Yeah, it's
We're
really
gonna
long.
check it
It's
out.
really long. It's really long. For a kid who's like 3, 4 years old, I was singing the whole thing. And then my mom was just shocked all the time. And also my mom was a musician. She's a musician as well. She used to sing in a traditional band called Injedi. It's a very well-known band there. And that's where I get the voice and the love of music.
So mom must be proud of you.
Yo, she's my best friend. She's the most understanding person I know. Because as an artist, you live a crazy life. Some might not understand. But my mom, she's always there. Like, she gets me every time. She doesn't pressure me. Like, I can spend like 2 days without talking to anyone at home. And then she send me a text. She's like, I hope you're doing good. I know you're going through a lot. Keep your head up. Do your thing. You're a superstar. And when I read that, I feel so lucky because most of the artists don't have supportive parents like mine.
That's amazing. And that's your dad too.
Big time, big time. My dad
That's
as well.
dope.
My dad as well, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the situation like in Rwanda, like, or in Kigali? What's your day like? Do you have a lot of people, wanting autographs or pictures? Like, can you walk down the street?
I feel like it goes with the personality of yourself as a person. I have a lot of fans there, very crazy crowd, and I just feel like I don't have privacy anymore. That's why I can't even want to go for a walk. I'll need to be wearing a mask,
Of course.
ski mask. I mean, that's the life.
Do you kind of wear masks and some people still recognize you?
Yes, they do. They do. Because my voice, even when sometimes my fans, like, they call me and then just pick up. I'm like, no, it's not her. It's like, I know her voice. I know her voice.
Wait, they get your phone number and call you.
Can you imagine?
I was gonna ask what's the craziest thing a fan has done. I guess that's one of the craziest.
Yeah, they call me. They even insult me, man. It's crazy. I
Why?
don't know. Maybe they feel, I don't even know.
They called and insult you
Yeah,
on the phone?
like I don't want to say in a bad way, but I understand them. So they can call me and I don't pick up. And then they start to text me like, why are you not picking up? And
Oh my
start
God, your fans are
insulting me.
aggressive.
Yeah,
They
like,
come and they want to talk to you on phone.
fans can be aggressive. Yeah. Just have to find a way to navigate it. And
And how do you feel you're coping with the whole issue of, self-love, especially in light of your first EP, how you came out? And you said part of the inspiration to even have a nude cover was the fact that you were being body shamed before. So there must have been a lot of time, to reflect and personal work to be done. What's your take on, this issue?
As you said, when I released Love and Lust, that was the hardest time because everything was going crazy around in the country. I was the main topic. The family was affected. My dad could get text and then be like, your daughter, this and this and this, But that was the time when I really became stronger because I was like, if I overcome this, I'm never going down. And I prioritize my mental health very much on a point where I feel like if I need a break in music, I can take it. I don't feel pressure at all. Even if it comes, I just get away from the city maybe and just go somewhere, take my time, do my music, play guitar, makes me relax, and then I come back again, like here to fight again.
So it all made you stronger. That's dope. What's your approach to writing music?
Mostly I start with melodies. After I get melodies, I end up punching, like there's a word that's there that I the whole song.
Zero in on the word and then.
Because I just go and just put everything out, and what comes, I can start from there. And I'm like, yeah, let me write about this, because if I sang about this out of nowhere, like just improvisation, then it can be something good. So mostly it'd be like that. But also, I love writing my friends' love stories,
Definitely. A lot of your songs are about love. And when you look back, I mean, you've done some good number of collabs. Any favorite like producers who you've worked with and they really understood your favorite collaborations that you did with other artists?
I'm gonna say Rush. Big shout out to him. He's a good producer. He's the one who made my first hit, and he was new in the game. He was his first song, and it was a smash. Yeah, he produced Away. I'm with Juno Kizigenza. Shout out to him as well. He's the only producer that I feel very, very, very like comfortable working.
So actually, I think you did work with Rush sometime last year around September when you released three singles at the same time.
The triple release.
Yes.
He produced two tracks on it, Best in Me and Need You.
He's a dope producer. He gets
He's
you.
really good. He's really
But I think no
good.
matter the case, I still get very consistent Ways on Ways aesthetic. Because
Yeah, big
even when your
facts.
songs with the Umoja sounds like it's very aerial, because they obviously they collaborate with other artists, but what you've done with them is very unique to you. So I think that's a great thing you have, that there's a stamp of Ways on Ways. Tell me about collaborating with Umoja sounds. How did this come together?
It was a nice experience. They came to Rwanda. They reached out. I was like, this is a nice opportunity because I want to go global as any artist. Very good guys, humble, with a great sound. I really love the way we worked. When we're in studio, normally you want perfection. I want perfection personally. I can take millions and millions of takes. Like, I want it to be perfect. But the idea with Umoja Sound was to express yourself. We did only one take, every song.
What?
Yes.
How did you allow yourself to do one take?
It was a challenge, but I got to embrace the idea. I was like, why not? And when I listened to how it came out, it's really beautiful. I feel like I love the whole experience.
That's dope. I just want to ask you, when you think of your earlier influences or inspirations in the music industry or entertainment industry, and especially women, who are these women who come to your mind?
The first person I see is Kamariza. She's one of the biggest artists in our country. May her soul rest in peace. She really, really, really inspired me, the way she dressed. Literally, like me, I didn't grow up like looking at her and be like, I want to be like her. I just discovered her through her songs because they didn't do videos back then. I got to just love her like that. Then when I saw pictures about how she could pull up at the performance, I even loved her more and more. So she's my first female artist that I look to. I love Tiwa Savage so much. And I love Miss JoJo. She also is an artist. And my mother. Yeah. I feel like those are the ladies that I look up to.
That's dope. You're getting into a very interesting period in your life, in your career, you know, planning on releasing your debut album. I think all this time we thought we knew you, but we're about to know you in a different way. Is there anything you can share with us in regards to your debut album? I know you've been working on it for quite some time, could have been around a year or more. What can you tell us about this album? And when is it gonna drop?
I'm not even sure, but it's coming very, very, very soon.
2024, though.
Big time, big
Fantastic,
time.
fantastic.
This year. So about the album, I wanted to do something very intimate, as I love to do it. And I feel like I went really, really smooth with the beats. The tempo is not up. We have ballads, R&B soul, Afro beats. It's a very big pack of beautiful songs. I'm working with an amazing artist from our country, Kivumbi King, Angel Mutoni.
Ooh,
Also,
Mutoni is fire.
you heard of her? She's
Yes, she
bad.
is
She's really
bad.
bad. Shout out to her. Shout out to her. Angel, Kivumbi. Also have one of the biggest female artists, Knowless. You know her.
Ooh, she's big here.
Knowless. I have Harmonized, TZ. It's really gonna be amazing. I can't wait for you guys to listen to it.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
Congratulations.
much. Thank you.
Is there
Appreciate it.
anything you want to share with your fans, you know, with your country people, with the East Africans and everyone listening in regards to Ariel, the plan for 2024, and just basically, you know, good vibes?
The first thing I have to say is to thank each and everyone, my people from Rwanda, East Africa, and anywhere that you are. And if you support me, I really want to say thank you. Ever since I started, the journey was not easy, was still pushing, and I promise to not give up because mostly in our country, we have a few female artists, and I really fight to stay in the game. That's like one of the things I want to focus on.
And you're doing a really good job at that. I
Appreciate,
appreciate you. I
appreciate,
appreciate you.
appreciate.
Are there any dope Rwandese artists you want to put us through to? Like,
Yeah,
just
yeah,
black? Who
yeah.
should we check out?
We have Aline Sano. I don't know if you know her. We have Aline Sano, Angel, Linda Montez, Giza. We actually have a big number now of
The
female
list is
artists.
endless.
Yeah, it goes on and on. And it's really beautiful the way women are really taking over there.
That's amazing. I think that's a really great note and where we're ending the show today. I want to thank you so much, Ariel Ways, for coming to VIP Access.
Thank you so much for having
Everybody
me.
listening, that was Ariel Ways from Rwanda, an amazing artist, singer, performer, and creative. Please follow her on all her social media channels. Follow Anyiko TV and VIP Access on all the social media channels. We have new episodes every Tuesdays, and next week I'll have yet another amazing artist. So thank you so much,
Thank you
babe.
so
It's been
much. Thank you.
amazing.
Amazing.
Cheers. VIP Access Season 4 is proudly supported by the Australian High Commission.